This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Let's go and talk about another case that we continue to follow. The medical examiner who performed Nolan Wells' autopsy, Dr. Stacy Turner, Mississippi's chief medical examiner, has a few skeletons in her closet. Ruled a previous in-custody death undetermined, despite her own findings documenting neck injuries consistent with deputy compression. Three independent pathologists reviewed the same evidence, called it a homicide. A grand jury used Turner's ruling and closed the case. One of the deputies at that arrest, Hunter Elward, was never charged. He walked free until federal prosecutors caught up with him and for something else entirely. Elward was part of the Rankin County Goon Squad, a group of deputies who broke into a home, assaulted two black men, shot one of them in the mouth, and tried to cover it up. Federal charges, federal convictions, federal prison. Same sheriff's department, same deputies, and the medical examiner who helped them avoid accountability for the first death is the same one sitting on Nolan Wells' sealed autopsy right now. Great. Great. We again, this is just kind of like, you know, the people you put in places of power, if they have track records like this, let's not you know, go into adding curiosity or conspiracy where there doesn't need to be. But I understand why there would be some curiosity and people wondering of conspiratorial thoughts, considering the track record of Mississippi. I'm not saying that that's what's going on here, because we, at the end of the day, right now, we just don't know the answer to that question. I'm not saying his friends had anything to do with it. I personally don't feel like they did. But it's optics. Optics matter. Optics are important. Why is this person the chief medical examiner still for the state of Mississippi with this sort of shit behind her? Jen, how do you think that affects this case?
Not good. Look, Giglio Brady. Giglio Brady exists for a reason. And what that is to say is, whether it's a law enforcement officer or an ME, if you have issues in your past, anything that even rubs in the direction of not being forthright in your findings, which that case did, right? Yeah. I mean, it was convenient. Wasn't it convenient that it was just undetermined? That's always a convenient. When I'm always with the ME going, don't give me undetermined. Just give me what it is. But, you know, a lot of it, we saw it in the Karen Reed case, undetermined.
Right? Yeah.
And it just messes everything up for everybody, because you have an ME that can't make a decision. In this case, or in that case, I mean, that was a bad situation, and I can't believe she is the one. Is she the one, though, that performed it, or the
yes.
one?
Yes.
She actually performed it.
From what I understand,
I could be
wrong, but from everything I've absorbed, that's where my mind is at this moment. I mean, this is obviously, there's so much stupidity here. With the local law enforcement, the sheriff immediately coming out, we don't think it was this. You don't even have any evidence to say either way yet. Shut the fuck up. And then when you do have the body, you pick the person that's got this track record and this skeleton in her closet coming along. Gee, nobody's going to question that shit. I mean, what?
Tony, poor Tony's off the rails. Okay, Tony. A couple of things. She might just be the chief, and they have put her in an administrative role more.
Yeah.
You know, she an overarching role, but she didn't precisely perform the autopsy.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen that report, and I don't think it's out there.
It's not.
So because of that, we don't know who was the hands-on person cracking the chest, cutting everything open, weighing all the parts, doing all the work. We really don't. She signs off on it. Typically, that's how it works. You don't have the chief performing the autopsy. I'm hoping that's the case here. I'm hoping she's more of an executive role with her hands on anything anymore. I'm not saying that mitigates a wrongdoing she did in the past. I'm just saying, as long as this was done by somebody else and it's their decision, I think that it will look much better.
And also, I'm just hoping still that there's congruency between that medical examiner and the independent one. You know, I'm hoping that there's congruence here. And I'm hoping with all the effort they're making to dig out everything from cell phones to GPS data to examining everything, that everything just keeps coming up to tragic accident and not something much worse and darker than that.
Credibility is going to be everything here. So I'm not, and I'm not saying that she got anything wrong. I don't believe she wasn't criminally found wrong with anything that she did in the past either. It's just, here's what happened. And here's the case that she was involved with. And here's how it turned out with the goon squad. And it doesn't look good. So I'm not saying that she did anything wrong here, but even if it was done by the book, perfect, she's the one, her office is the one who has the neck, who has the piece that nobody has the answer to. The independent autopsy doesn't have the neck. And I understand, yeah, this is how it works. They typically, you can only unpeel an orange once, and they have that part. But when you have this appearance of impropriety in the past, and you're the one that holds that information, even if it does come out and it says, well, we got nothing here, or inconclusive, and that doesn't show anything, nobody's going to believe it. And rightfully so, even if it is accurate. I mean, it just seems like such a setup for failure when you're trying to get to the truth, if that's the goal at the end of the day for all these agencies. And I hope to God it is. I'm not saying that she's any sort of conspirator in this, trying to cover anything up. But my God, optics matter. And it just feels like there's so many of these agencies we've seen recently that seem to forget that they serve the public, and that the public listens to what they say, and their words and their decisions matter. Why is this such an elusive thought to people in these positions?
I'm going to push back a little bit on this whole autopsy thing, because they have the skin.
Yeah.
They have specifically said there were no contusions, there's no lacerations, there's no bruising, there's none of that. There is the red part on the back of the head, which I still, and I posted a picture, I don't know if you saw it, showing where that body would rest. Yes, the blood isn't circulating, but the blood pools, there's lividity.
And that makes sense, and that's there, but it's this part, it's the neck.
Right, but they had that.
But the office that has this history.
Oh, no. So they have it. They don't have the interior. Yeah. So you would have expected to see strangulation marks, bruising, but none of that was there.
Okay.
No blood force of any nature on that body.
On the skin. So, they just have the muscle. Right. Okay.
They have the skin, you know, which is the largest
which you'd
organ
see
in our body.
Okay.
So they have that they've examined, and they've said nothing there. But it's just so interesting how I think when they presented the independent autopsy, which, first of all, number one, the person who did the autopsy conveniently didn't want to talk about it it wasn't good for their side for him to come out. That's really who we needed to hear from, because Crump can't even, because it would have been better for our understanding.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting how they cherry picked. Oh, but you know, this was gotten this. We all know that. But if you don't have bruising here, how can your larynx and your trachea be affected? You can't just go under the skin. So to me, they just kind of sort of keep out those important facts.
It's so, I mean, it's going to go to the grand jury. Everything's sealed until it does. I think the likelihood the grand jury is going to recommend, you know, moving to trial, I think it's high probability just because of everything that's going on. And so I think everything will come out there.
But you need somebody, though.
You think it will?
Only because of all the noise.
But who are they going to point at? That's the thing.
I think they're going to go on a fishing expedition, because I'm just getting that tenor of this. Because when you see the level that people are going to dig up, that's why I'm kind of smiling over it. It's like, of course they're finding out that there's an incongruency here or behavior here. Because, but I always look at this. How long did it take them to figure that out? I mean, because you've had so many eyes poking at this for so long. So I think it comes down to this. It comes down to Crum and his guys. How much can they put? They want it to go to trial. They want a trial. You know they do. They don't want it. They want a trial. So I think it's going to come down to what can they dig up? What can they poke at? And it, between now and the grand jury, can they find someone to poke at to put it on them? That's what I think they're doing.
Well,
sorry.
Go ahead, Jen.
No, I was going to say the grand jury, in my opinion, is going on now. How right. the grand jury typically works is literally as you get evidence, you bring it in, you sit there for 15 minutes and then you leave and then you go the next day. And as things come in, you present over and over and they take it all in. There is no suspect.
I agree.
The people that have had a finger pointed at them, they're suing.
Yeah.
I am going bravo.
Yep, I agree.
I agree.
To align these kids. Without a scintilla of evidence. There is not a scintilla of evidence. I've listened to that damn tape over and over and yep. over again where they're making up. They said Nolan. P.S. Nolan wasn't even on the boat. We have the pictures and we have a sighting of him at 4:30, I think it was, on the beach. So how was he on the boat at 4 when the call came in? It's all total lies. You can listen to it. It's because somebody said, oh, my God. Yeah, they were taking on water and the boat was sinking. That's a good reason to say, oh, my God. You think this kid is going to be calling up to, hey, I mean, he's obviously impaired. He's like,
I know. I listened to it.
Oh, toad. Oh, I got a dead body on it. Oh, you know, I mean,
It wasn't congruent to covering up a murder like that. That call was not that. I mean, that was not what that sounded like. It sounded like a dopey kid who had too many White Claws and probably sounds fairly dopey on a good day. But that's that age. You know, again, that's everybody's young and dumb once.
And that,
he's living his young and dumb life, you know, but it's I agree there. How much of this is going to be determined by the digital evidence at the end of the day, meaning Snapchat coming back and saying either they say somebody deleted stuff off of this or there just is nothing that ever went on. Like he wasn't using his phone. That's why there's nothing there. I mean, if it comes back and it shows that shit was deleted off his phone, then you got a case. But if there's nothing that comes back that shows anything was deleted, is that kind of put this dead in the water if you don't have any other like physical evidence pointing to any sort of conspiratorial murderous behavior amongst these people?
Well, I think it's going to be way broader than snaps being erased because snaps erase on their own. And again,
but Snap will tell you whether that's what happened or not. That's
right.
That's,
yeah. It'll tell you, but how about this? I'm out drinking. I'm doing a line of cocaine. I'm with my buddies. And then I'm like, I'm not putting this on there. I mean, that's my reason why I don't think there was anything on there. But your point that you're trying to make is this. What if there is something nefarious in the whole digital realm, which remember could be everything from, let's get Nolan or geez, something negative like that, something that shows something. So if you look at the whole digital spectrum, that's what they're going to look through. And certainly if there is nothing on the digital spectrum, which could be so many things, right? They're talk about who's fishing is, the family, right? They're fishing. They've trying to go after all the kids' social media, all their TikToks and all of this. So nevertheless, Tony, that's just one factor. I think the medical examination, look, what if he OD'd? Nobody's even throwing that out there as a possibility. Listen, this kid is nothing but a great kid from everything I've seen, but I think they were all out there partying. And look at that vibes. Mistakes are made. I'm not saying that's what was made. I'm saying you got to consider it. And could that be the reason why after the autopsy, because I let everybody know the day that autopsy was done, which was right after the event, the detectives were there. Mm-hmm. I went to all mine. You're right there because you're literally asking, what do I got here, Doc? Am I looking at an accident? What am I looking at?
And I would think also because the parents are claiming that there was things deleted from Nolan's phone and to the point that we're talking about on the digital investigation going on right now, I would think in order for that to hold weight, So even if they could say that, that would mean that you're either going to see a lot of things that went sideways that they're going to use on an investigation from everyone else's digitals, or there's going to be a lot of deletions on everyone else's phones as well. And we haven't had any leakage that anyone else's phones have had deletions or anything else. I mean, and you, again, there's so many people involved with this. And that's why I'm actually pleasantly surprised there's not more leakage, that things are amiss, that there's a riot, there's incongruencies. I mean, when you have that many people, the more people you involve, the much less chance of conspiracies, because people will talk and they fight back when they're wrongly accused, like the one kid is doing that. Good for him. But I would think that's the way it was going to be with the digital stuff.
We're in a month now. I mean, we're pretty close to a month now since this horrific, you know, whatever it was that happened, where Nolan lost his life, took place. I would think that if there was anything to leak out, if somehow that this group of friends is really secretly Klan members and they were ready to, you know, off their friend on the boat when they were out partying one day, I think we would have heard about it by now. I think somebody would have leaked that. We don't see anything of that sort that has come out. I know, like, there's been people over the weekend, like, be brave and share what you have. Yeah, if you have something, share it. If it's something, yes, be brave if it exists. But just saying be brave doesn't mean there's anything to share. It doesn't mean there's anything actually there to begin with. Do guilty people, do somebody who has something to do with something horrific like this, open up a civil lawsuit against people? I mean, the civil suits, you have a hell of a lot more leeway to investigate phones, subpoena people, depose people. There's all sorts of shit you can do in a civil lawsuit to really get to the nitty gritty of what's being accused here, some people are doing against these kids. If you have something to hide, I don't think you're necessarily opening up that door on a legal level to do that. But that appears to be what one of the friends is doing, to say, come at me, go for it, I'll see you in court. That doesn't seem like a guilty person to me. How about you guys?
Yeah, I agree. And if you look at the statements that have been given by these kids, they're coming forward without legal representation.
Yeah.
They are really putting themselves out there, and their parents are allowing that. And it's for a reason. And I think it's because they have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
And I think they've come off very honest. But I did want to caveat one thing. I watched very closely the origination of these things were erased. And the mother actually says that they are not, that he normally takes videos and snaps and they weren't there. It was the attorney Crump that exacerbates that, says, see, they were erased.
Yep.
So that was the metamorphosis, what from really the mom said to, you know, the public outcry and belief that things are erased. So I don't think we're going to find anything erased, but we'll wait and see.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, we just don't know the answer to that. And once we have the answer to that, it is what it is. I mean, these tech companies don't have a dog in the fight. They're going to come out and say what it shows. And we'll see how everyone responds. We'll keep following this. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. We would love for you to weigh in. Jennifer Coffendaffer, Break the Case, is her podcast. Get it wherever you get podcasts and on YouTube. Just search Break the Case, Jennifer Coffendaffer, and you will find that. Robin's latest book, It's Not All About Me. It's available wherever you get books, an audiobook. Leave a review there on Amazon. Much appreciated right there. All right, that's going to wrap it up for today. Until next time, for Jennifer, for Robin, for Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.